My guest at this time is former Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo. He served 10 years in the House of Representatives and established a reputation as a strong voice on curbing illegal immigration. So what is his reaction to President Trump ordering the National Guard to the southern border? And what should President Trump's next move be towards immigration reform now that nothing appears likely to get through Congress to his liking? And Mr. Tancredo, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to join you.
What's your initial reaction to the president's order for the Pentagon and Homeland Security to get this process rolling with National Guard troops to the border?
It's long time coming. I can't tell you how glad I am to see it happen. It's possible, I suppose, that he may have to ask the governors of Nevada and adjoining states to California to allow them to nationalize the guard there too, in order to protect that border between California and the rest of us. Because everybody knows that it's a sanctuary state. But all kidding aside, the fact is that he's using the power that he has, I think, quite judiciously, and I totally support it. It is not the first time, by the way, that the guard has been activated. It happened in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. But we are absolutely, how can you not look at what has happened on that border and what is happening in South and Central America and Mexico, the caravans moving forward, the march earlier on of children, of course, using that word, that term liberally. We are being invaded, have been for a long time. The government of Mexico has participated in this for a long time. I remember watching from a border patrol station I think we were in Arizona. We were not on the station, but we were out in the desert. We were glassing. I was just with the border patrol, and we were glassing the desert in Mexico, and we saw two buses pull up, let the people out, who then swarmed across the line into the United States, into the desert, mind you. And those buses were hired by the Mexican government. People on them were provided with a bag of food, water, some other things, and explanation of what to do when you ran into a border patrolman. This was all part of a Mexican government activity and funded by them, and this was years ago. So this idea that the Mexican government is aiding and abetting this caravan, for instance, is certainly not new, and it is an act of a hostile neighbor.
Now, from what we know, the military cannot arrest people. That's the job of the Border Patrol, but they can serve in a supporting role. So how long do you think they'll need to be there, and what do you hope is the focus while they are down there?
I think with the National Guard, you do not have the posse comitatus issue. You can interdict, and you can arrest. We use them a lot, in areas of floods and fires and earthquakes, and people who are causing trouble, robbing. The National Guard is used for that purpose, and so they can be quite a help down there. And I think, in terms of the length of time, it probably becomes another part of the bargaining that's going on between the United States and Mexico, including in and around NAFTA. So I wouldn't doubt for a moment that the president is using this as another bargaining chip. And so how long, I don't know how long to say that it would happen, but until there's some give there, I suppose, on the part of the Mexican government in a number of areas.
All the time we hear about this debate, and it just played out a few weeks ago with nothing passing in the United States Senate. But you bring up a very important point, and that's the role of the Mexican government in all this. So what should be the Trump administration posture, whether it's part of the larger NAFTA debate or just specifically honing in on immigration policy? What should be our demands towards the Mexican government?
There are a number of things, a number of pressure points that you can apply. First of all, of course, trade is an important one. The thing that you could do is to make it much more difficult, or at least expensive, to send money back home to Mexico. Presently, Mexican nationals in the United States send back about $25 billion a year. It was, at a time that I can remember when I was in Congress, that it was the second largest largest source of income for the Mexican government, second only to Pemex. their state-owned oil company at the time. So there, put a tax on remittances. That will get their attention, I guarantee you.
What would actually stop entry, and what would actually stop people from trying to enter the United States?
You would go. You would pass a law mandating E-Verify for every business in the United States, and then you'd have to enforce it. And you'd have to make sure that an employer that ignores E-Verify, hires people even though they haven't gone through the E-Verify process, gets fined, and if they do it a couple more times, maybe they spend some time in the cooler. If you do that, you eliminate the draw. You break the cycle. It's the most important thing we can possibly do to really and truly solve the issue of illegal immigration, because 90% coming, as you know, for jobs, well, if they can't get the job that they want, or if they're here and can't get it, they go home. If they know they can't get it, they don't come in the first place. So we would reduce the numbers dramatically, and we could focus then really on the more dangerous elements that come across that border. So that would be the ultimate goal. But you know what? Because it would work, you will never see it pass the Congress, at least this Congress, and it's a Republican one. But that's the problem. You got Republicans who are, of course, as adamant in their opposition to actually securing our borders as any Democrat, because they are part of what I call the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, and they are just as much of a block to doing anything significant. So because it would work, because E-Verify would work, you will not see it pass, I'm afraid.
How big of a priority for you is the physical barrier at the border? Trump obviously has made a big focal point as being the wall. Others say it could be fencing. It could be beefed up border security. How big of a priority is that aspect for you, and what do you think would work best?
It's secondary to the most important thing being what I just described. I wrote an article not too long ago for the Denver Post in which I said, you know, the fence, the wall is not the answer. I'm happy to see it. I'm glad we have it. But the answer is to break the magnet, and the magnet is jobs. And if you do that, you don't have to worry. You can control that border so much more easily. Until you do, then you have to build barriers as much as you possibly can. And I'm all for them, don't get me wrong, but they will not solve the problem. They will mitigate it.
Removing the motivation is clearly the biggest part here. Congressman, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, sir. Bye-bye.
Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo served 10 years in the House of Representatives. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.